message is entitled today, What Controls Your Life? If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Lord willing, for just the next little while, we want to be able to focus primarily on Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, He reminded us how that Peter had made his profession of faith at Caesarea Philippi. Then soon after that, we held the first mention of the church. And Jesus Christ, bringing this dialogue before disciples, He proclaimed to them that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow him. Now notice here what Christ said. He said to take up your cross, not his cross. He bore his cross at Calvary. Redemption for a lost, dying, and needful world. When Jesus Christ bore his cross, he enabled us to gain heaven and to shun hell. Jesus' cross brought hope, brought peace, and brought joy. Now Jesus is saying here, let us deny ourselves and take up our cross and to follow him. I ask you today, dear friends, what is in control of your life? I pray today that the Lord God Almighty has divine control of your actions and all that you are. But so many today have fallen by the wayside. You say, why, Brother Lynn? Because they're walking to the beat of the world's drum instead of the divine drum. I ask you today, what controls you at this time? I pray today, dear friend, that the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you and directing you. And praise God, we know that by the power of God, He'll make you a way, because praise God, He is the way. I believe, dear friends, that when Jesus brought this message to his disciples, he had a desire for their lives. I tell you today, friends, our Lord has a desire for you. He has a desire that you have a peace that goes beyond all understanding, that you can reflect him in this lost, dying, and needful world. And I can tell you today, if you have him as Lord of your life, those things can be accomplished. Listen to what Jesus would go on to say in Matthew 22 in verse 37. He said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. I tell you today, dear friend, if you have the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you don't have to think about what has control. Praise God, you'll know who has control. I believe God has a desire for us today to be obedient to His divine will, to bring about a joy, a peace in our heart that's reflected of Him in the world that's all around us. But so many today are looking at the things and the lust of the flesh. They're being dictated by the will of the adversary. You can say this and know without a doubt that they have succumbed to the things of the world. And I can tell you today, if the world is controlling you, you can rest assured that Satan will own you. Oh, dear friends, Jesus said to let us deny ourselves, take up our cross, and to follow Him. When you take up your cross and you follow the Lord, God will bless you. He will help you. And praise God, He'll enable you. I remember what Jesus said to those that were following Him. He gave to them a test of discipleship in the Gospel of Luke, in Luke's Gospel, in chapter number 9. Jesus would have a dialogue once again with His Father. We're going to read this passage, dear friends, and listen and follow very closely. The Bible says in verse 57 of Luke 9, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto them, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. And he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. What is controlling you today? I tell you today, is it the lust and self controlling you, or is it, praise God, the will of the Lord? I pray today that the will of the Lord is leading and guiding and directing you. I pray today that Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is first and foremost in your life. I pray today that you look to Him who is and forever will be the author and the finisher of your faith, and allow the sweet Spirit and the love of God to dictate your actions each and every day of your life. Oh, I tell you today, as I look around this house, I see that some are not here today. Some may not be here because of sickness. Some may be here today because of vacations and weekend trips. All these are all good, but some are not here today simply because they're lazy, simply because they've fallen victim to the wiles of the devil. I tell you today, we all say how much we love Jesus. Well, if we love Him, as we say, our actions will speak of that love. That's what Jesus said, that no man, oh, and of the plow is worth following Him. What Jesus was saying is this: put me first, and foremost in your life, and all the things around you will fall into place. If the Lord God Almighty is not first in your life today, I beg you to come to this holy altar and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to take control of who you are. Amen. You see, dear friends, what controls your life today? Amen. What controls? Oh, you might say, well, Brother Lynn, my power, my position, my wealth, my status, the things I've attained, that is what controls me. I tell you today, dear friends, we have nothing without God blessing us. We have nothing in this life that God has not given to us. I tell you, Friends, God has a desire to control you and to use you and to bless you so that you, praise God, can be a blessing to others.
Amen.
You see, dear friends, what Jesus would say to this one that says, I need to go home and bury the dead. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. What Jesus was saying, listen, dear friend, you put me first and foremost in your life, and all things that surround you will, praise God, be taken care of. Oh, I believe, dear friends, that we have not because we ask not. We have not because we willing to do what it is that God would have us to do. You remember the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4. Paul writes, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. You're going to suffer in this old life. You're going to go through trial and tribulation. But as Jesus said in John 16 and verse 33, he said, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Oh, dear friends, if you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and he's leading and guiding and directing you, you can rest assured, praise God, you're an overcomer. But if we allow the old adversary to control us, if we allow self to get in the way, dear friends, you know what will happen. You'll fall by the wayside too quick to talk about. Paul, in his letter to the church at Corinth, said this in chapter 10, in verses 5 and verse 6 of 2 Corinthians, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself, the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What he's saying, cast down, we're to cast out. The land. How can I do that? If you take up your cross, the power of God is residing on you and about you. Oh, you say, Brother Lynn, I can't. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, amen.
It ain't about what you can't do. It's about what you can do through him.
Yeah.
When he's in control, when he's in control, the playing field's level. Satan has no advantage over you. That's why the Bible says, if thou believest there is one God, thou doest well, for the devils also believe and they tremble. Oh, dear friends, I believe without a shadow of doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ has a plan. He has a purpose, and he has a desire to control you and to lead you and to bless you. That's why that Jesus said in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And how the keys of hell and of death. Oh, dear friend, what Jesus is declaring here, he has divine control. But through and by our free will, we have self-control.
Amen.
He enables us to make that decision. He says to deny yourself, to take up your cross and to follow me. You either choose to carry it or you choose to lay it down. It's your choice.
Amen.
But God has a love for you.
Amen.
That you'll take up that cross. That you will look to him and all that it is that you say and do. so that you can experience the joy, the peace, and the liberty that comes from being a part of the family of God and praising the risen Savior. What has control of you today? Is that quick meal at Cracker Barrel while controlling your life? Is that bologna sandwich that's hankering to be ate controlling you today? I pray today that you have a desire in your heart to come to the Lord's table and indulge in that holy feast that the good Lord has provided for us today. And when we fill to the brim, when our cups are overflowing, we can take our cross in this old hellish, devilish world and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what Christ had a desire for those followers of his today. Yes. He said to deny yourself. He didn't say for you to go around unhappy. You know, a lot of people think about Jesus and the disciples as being happy, lowly all the time. I believe they had a good time. Amen. How could you not have a good time being with Jesus? Amen. You eat with him, you talk with him. Oh, I believe, dear friends, they had a joyous time. And what Jesus was declaring to them in the good times, in the bad times, in all points in between, I'll never leave you nor, praise God, forsake you. He holds the keys. The keys belong to him. He holds the keys. And I thought about this so much this past week. You remember in John chapter 6 when the great multitude followed Jesus? Jesus would feed the 5,000 at this particular time. Why did they follow him? To serve him? Or to have the flesh satisfied? Why does people follow today? Many just to have the flesh satisfied. Amen. You know something? I remember years ago when I was a youth minister, we could go on a youth trip or have an outing. And I could just announce that there'd be 40-some show up. Did you have a prayer meeting, a slobber-knocking, God-fearing, liable to have 5 show up? You know what it comes down to? Choice. What has control? I tell you today, dear friends, you're here because God has blessed you. And if you're here today and you came just to be going through the motions, I tell you today, I declare to you the good news of Jesus Christ, not only to bless you, but praise God, help you.
Amen.
That you can depart the house of prayer today saying it's been good to be in the house of God. In John 6, when that great multitude came and Jesus began to declare the discourse of the blood and the bread, they all began to drift and to walk away. They all began to part because of their self-control and their self-will. And Jesus looked at the 12 because they was virtually all that was left. And Jesus said unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Listen, Peter would declare who's controlling him. Then Simon answered and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." I tell you today, if the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord, praise God, live for it. Because he's living for you. Live for him. Living for you, providing for you, making you a way. I tell you today, dear friends, don't allow the lust of the flesh and the world to control you. Allow the Holy Spirit of a loving, caring God to lead you.
Amen.
And you know something? Then you'll be like the old people used to say, "I'll come pray, I'll go pray, and I'll sing his praises before the world." Jesus said, for us, for all of us, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Listen, Satan will say, if you accept Jesus Christ, you're going to have to give up everything. Let me tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, you ain't going to give up anything. You're going to gain everything.
Amen.
You can show that old world out there who you serve and who you belong to. You can show that old world who's in divine control by surrendering to the will of God. I heard just a short time ago that there was a man who was doing an analysis, and he went over into Holy Land. This was before all the trouble that they're having over there. There were four shepherds out of the Palestinian area, and these shepherds, all four of them had four small flocks. They all came together at a certain place to graze. The man that was doing the observing, he was beginning to and see how they interacted with those sheep. After a few moments, those four little herds just mingled together. And that observer said, Oh Lord, none of them are branded, none of them are tagged, and they all look the same. It seems to me like those four shepherds are in a mess. After they visited for a little while, they began to go their way. And those shepherds, they began to speak. They began to call. And that group of sheep that was congregated together began to drift and began to fade away. And as the shepherd would walk, his flock would come in tow. As another shepherd would walk, his sheep would come in tow. Four different directions and four different group of sheep. Dear friends, those sheep knew who controlled them, and they knew the voice of their shepherd. I pray today that you know the voice of the divine shepherd, and that you're willing to follow him and give him ultimate control of your life. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. Oh, I think about that a lot. Because you see, what Jesus was declaring to his followers, that if they would follow him and deny themselves and take to follow him, he was ensuring them that he had them in his hand. And that nobody could pluck them out of his hand. They were his. He were theirs. Listen, dear friends, you may have come in here today half-hearted and empty, lowly and undone. But listen, I know one today who wants to take control of your life, who will stick closer than a brother, who will love you to the uttermost, and will bless you beyond measure. You say, Brother Lynn, I desire that today. Oh, dear friends, just take up your cross.
Amen.
And follow him. Take up your cross and allow that joy of the Lord infiltrate your heart and walk to the beat of that spiritual drum and say goodbye to that worldly drum and allow God to love you. You know something today, dear friends? What this world needs is love. And they need to see the love that God has for his children. Because you see, dear friends, even at my worst, the Lord still loves me.
Yes.
And even at my worst, I know who has control. Jesus, the Son of God, he told those followers in the book of Matthew, Matthew 28 and verse number 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. It's all his. He has divine control. But you know something today, dear friends, he loves us so much
that He gives us free will.
Yeah, amen.
Some of you today may be at a crossroads in your life. You may have a decision to make. To turn to Him or continue to live a life turned away from Him. But you see, dear friends, Jesus has a desire to control you, to bless you, to help you, to bring to you what He declared in John 10:10, that abundant life. You see, dear friends, so many today thinks they have it all. But I got news for them. If they don't have Jesus, they have nothing.
Amen.
But if you have Him, you've got everything. Let's stand to our feet.